This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number three. Now, number two. Gosh. Focus. Rolling in on hour number two. On a Wednesday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is... They lead in modularity. They lead in innovation. They lead, you know, tactical people from all over the world seek them out. And they carry their stuff simply because of what it does for them, enhancing their capability. This is something you can adapt. You can take it down. You can use it in your day-to-day life. Whether it's the DC-3, Scorpion, or the Contact Series, it's waiting for you. Go to tacticalholsters.com. All right. It's Wednesday, so that means, once again, I have to have my barrister come in. Joining me once again as we have another exciting adventure of the world according to Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I was about to go off on a tangent earlier. I don't know if you caught that.
Well, you got me all wound up. I found the biggest mistake now that I make before I get on the phone with you is to be watching you. Because you get me so fired up, I started pulling things out, old op-eds I had written about gun grabbers, what their purposes are, you know. And the fact is, we all talk about this, there's really no point in wasting our time arguing, debating, or otherwise trying to have a meaningful conversation with a liberal or progressive gun control advocate, because they'll never argue in good faith. How can they? The facts, the statistics, and all the common sense reasoning is against them. Even the CDC facts and the Uniform Crime Report prove one thing, that more guns equals less crime. And overwhelmingly, the concealed carry holder in America is the most law-abiding segment of society.
Right.
And they can't argue, but they lie.
Now, speaking of lying, what do you think about our president being in Paris where, what was it, 18 days ago, 19 days ago, we had one of these nightmare scenarios with multiple coordinated attacks happening in multiple locations with multiple players, and he's out there saying, well, you know, the only place where this happens is the U.S., and they're calling it the Planned Parenthood shooting when the only people shooting at Planned Parenthood were the cops, because the guy just used the Planned Parenthood building as a bunker.
You know, it's quite simple. If I encourage everybody out there, and don't worry, you won't be changed, is to grab Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. It's Obama and his administration's entire playbook. And once you read that book, you'll understand what he does. You lie until you die. If you repeat a lie enough over and over again, people are going to believe it. And if you refuse to believe or refuse to state the truth, then the truth doesn't exist for you. And that's what he does over and over again. Well, think about it. You know, how can he slap the people in France in their faces collectively by saying this is the only place it happens? And, you know, it's a great comment. You know, the first thing the lamestream media does and all the gun grabbers do is now they name, you know, the shooting that took place in Colorado Springs. you know, something that is good for them to do. And they always do that. Planned Parenthood shooting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, whenever I think of Planned Parenthood, I think of just this one little quote.
Of course not. This is a lovely room of death. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
That's what I think of when I think of Planned Parenthood. You know, it's all about semantics with a lot of things. Where do you think we stand right now as far as looking at this electorally? Are more people aware now? Are they looking at some of this stuff and saying, you want to ban guns when we've got terrorist threats happening here in the United States and we're importing them too? I mean, how's that playing?
Absolutely. I think when you still look at the vast numbers of people, somewhere between 100 and 140 now million homes with guns, you have to take a look at it because, you know, France drives home the point that they're going to come for us. And if it happens in France with all their technology and all they do to track phone calls, and I'm certain you have less rights in France to your personal liberties with telephone calls and whatever else than you do here, and they can't stop it. So how do we think that it's going to stop at our borders? And I think people realize that it's not going to. They understand now that in a war of terrorism, the citizens are the army. And because of that, we as law-abiding gun owners, we as Second Amendment advocates, we as Americans need to stop that threat. And I encourage everybody who has a concealed carry permit to carry your gun. Don't leave it on the counter. Don't leave it in the drawer. Don't leave it in your car. Carry it. Because you know what? My life may depend on that sometime. And I'm a little bit selfish when it comes to my life. So I want you beside me. I don't want you armed.
You know, let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity. From a business standpoint, one of the things they talk about all the time with armed civilians, if there have been armed civilians in the, the Bataclan music theater, everybody, you know, all the gun grabbers are out there saying, think of everyone that would have been killed in the crossfire. You wouldn't have started Second Call Defense if there was this blatant, widespread shooting of the wrong people by civilians, would you?
No, and nor would you get anybody to underwrite that. Let's face it, you know, for us to successfully go out and get insurance companies that would underwrite us to cover our members, you know, after the foundation pays for everything, you know, it wouldn't work and we wouldn't be having this conversation with Second Call Defense. And that's the reason, another reason why I created Second Call Defense, because I see the constant ridicule that the American citizen, the law-abiding patriot goes under who carries a firearm. And, you know, it's a simple fact that, you know, what do? You know, based on past precedents, you know, when something happens and you're a good guy with a gun and you've stopped something, no matter where you are, the ATM in your house, at a grocery store parking lot, they slander the law-abiding gun owner's name. They call him a murderer, killer. They even call NRA members killers, too. But that's what they do. They attack first. And then they decide, you know, to sort things out later, unless, of course, it plays good on the news. If you remember the young mother in Iowa with a shotgun who stopped someone breaking into her house. Well, right. They love that in MSNBC. They were giddy because it was good for them. But you know what? It has to be good for us all the time. And that's what I realized, that we're under attack because we're exercising a fundamental, inalienable right that the government didn't give us, but they sure want to take it away.
Why was that one good for them?
Oh, it was just good media and it was good press. I can't remember who the anchor was. Who's the anchor that used to be in the Clinton administration? The little short guy. I guess that's not politically correct, is it?
Well, you know, yeah, when I think of short people, Clinton had a lot of them. Stephanopoulos, mm-hmm. Right?
Stephanopoulos.
Okay. Stephanopoulos.
Yep, he was giddy. It was so exciting because it was good for TV, and, you know, I guess it could be good if you can show someone, a desperate woman alone with a baby in her arms. But and then I started thinking, you know, well, maybe it is changing. When they're not driven by an agenda and they see something like that happen, they realize that's the right common sense thing to do. And so that's another reason why Second Call Defense was started, to make sure that despite everything that's going on, you're represented and you're represented immediately. Because as the train rolls and you let the wrong people get behind the story, that's when things start to be troublesome for everybody. So if we can stop it from the beginning, get involved immediately and our foot in the door, then things change drastically.
SecondCallDefense.org. You can join them. Join me. Be a part of the team I'm on now. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is a holster I wear every day, whether inside or outside the waistband. When it's inside, it's going to be the incog. That's a little piece of genius developed by a guy named Jesse Lockhart and another guy named Travis Haley. Designed to hold your weapon securely, designed to where you can safely reholster your weapon if you have to use it. It is the chosen holster of law enforcement professionals all around to carry it concealed. And now I believe it's also being used by the Buckeye Firearms Association for their Faster program. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour again from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Am I right about that? Did Irvine adopt that one? Does he like it that much?
Yeah, that's one. He wears it personally also, and then he pulls it out and shows everybody. And we had a long talk with John Benner, actually, about their whole system. And I'm not sure how far G-Code is along with them, but I know that both Benner and Irvine are very interested, and Irvine carries it himself. So that's one of the holsters that they're recommending, and they're trying to get a good collection of holsters for people, because we all know as gun owners and people who've been carrying for years, you know, by just looking in the drawer or the bag of all the guns or all the holsters that we don't use that we have. And so that's the final piece of the puzzle, is getting a good holster. And G-Code is one of the ones that certainly that Jim Irvine uses now, and that they're going to start showing everybody.
Yeah, G-Code is one of those companies where if you haven't ever heard of it, it's like, you know, I've been running them for a long time. They sponsor this segment of the show. But, you know, they're not like some of the other names like that you find in a big box store, are they? They're actually the diamond in the rough.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess it's like how many people buy a Bentley. You don't hear about Bentleys a whole lot.
Right.
And I guess, so I akin that to G-Code, because everything is common sense in your holsters that I've looked at. The finish is good, but then the fibrous finish they have to help it stick to your jeans, your pants, your t-shirt, your clothing. That's something that, that I wish everybody would look at. And just different things they do that you can tell the person who designed the holster is a person that wears a gun. And that means a lot.
Well, what you just described would actually be a better description of it. They actually call that the fuzzy coating. anyway, speaking of the Faster program, have there been any new developments in that? Is that still proceeding?
It's proceeding greatly. Fox News did a special on it that went viral all over the country, and we have more interest from other states and other people, and so we're trying to get a handle on that. We're getting ready to do another level 3 training. Level 1 training is the beginning training. Level 2 training is when we bring the teachers back after a year of carrying and do more mindset and more force-on-force training for 3 or 4 days almost entirely. And then level 3 is when we bring all the teachers, all the police forces, and everybody together into school. We get the use of a school, usually from one of the people that are already carrying in their schools, and then everybody comes together and they practice and they train all day long for these things in the schools where they carry. And then other police officers from the surrounding agencies get the opportunity to come in also and practice with their brethren and with different lone killer and tandem teams and practice it. And it's great that happens. And I'm actually in the process of setting up another level 3 for sometime in February. And so that brings a lot of people together, and it's just great training in the police. And the teachers and the custodians and whoever's allowed to carry it does so much for them. And it's a learning experience for everybody, for the police officers and for everybody involved. So it's growing, and there's still a lot of people that want it. Jim Irvine is getting ready to speak to the National Association of School Boards. They asked us to come and do that. And so it hasn't slowed down one bit. You know, they laughed at us when told us that we would never get 25 teachers to sign up. And in 2 days, we got 1,300 applications,
yeah.
And it hasn't stopped. We don't have enough time to train all the people that want trained.
Let me ask you a question. When you guys are having these training programs where the law enforcement pros come out, where you've got these serious people that know how to gunfight come out, you know, most of the time, I'll see a protest if there's a pro-gun rally, right, where there's no real gun type. You know, these are gun type people, but they're not in their setting, right?
Right.
The protesters and the anti-gunners really don't want to be in our setting, do they?
No, because they don't understand it, and it probably terrifies them. Don't forget, a lot of these people are the people that think that gun is going to jump off the table and shoot them. And they don't understand. They've been their entire piece of gun knowledge comes from Hollywood, number one, and then the rest of it comes from the anti-gun people that they listen to day after day after day. So, of course, they don't. I mean, that's a huge evil to them. I guarantee you, they're just terrified. That's why if you can get one of these persons and you can give them a basic gun lecture, take them out to the range, you never lose them because they say, oh, my God, it's not what I thought. And I've done that many times. You know, you get somebody that has anti-gun propensities, and if you can get them out to the range, they'll be on our side forever, and that's important. And
have you ever noticed though that with some like Piers Morgan, okay,
mm-hmm.
Piers Morgan would get Gottlieb or he'd get Pratt on the air with him, and he would just demonize them and vilify them live, call them stupid, call them go ad hominem on them. But then he gets Ted Nugent on there, who you know, Ted is a member of everything. And he states things a lot less eloquently than a Gottlieb or a Pratt does. And he gets out there and very bluntly states his case. And for some reason, Morgan will not cross him. And Morgan will not cross a military veteran getting out there. Because do you think that when these guys are looking at people and everything, when they look past the pundit and they actually see the practitioner, is that a little... Do they have to give them some sort of begrudging respect out of that, or are they afraid, or what?
I think you hit it on the head. I think he's afraid. He's afraid of the knowledge that they have, of the experiences that they have, and the ability to convey that to the listener and whoever's watching the show. So he doesn't want to look like a flat-out idiot. These other people, Gottlieb, certainly they have knowledge and the experience, but, you know, they run this show and they don't let him speak. And remember, you know, when you call them stupid and a liar and you don't know what you're doing and you're evil, it's because they don't have an argument. That's the same gun grabber mentality. You know, what do you do when you don't have an argument? You know, you slander, you call them names, you call them murderers and killers, and that's the only thing they have to argue with. If they had facts to argue with, they would. But that's why you'll never hear a fact come out of their mouth, because they just don't have it. I mean, with these Piers Morgan, you can't talk about the fact that violent crime goes down wherever concealed carry laws have been enacted. You couldn't tell Piers Morgan or have him believe that or show him the FBI Uniform Crime Report, that by using the numbers generated by the Uniform Crime Report and the Centers for Disease Control, that concealed carry people are legal, law-abiding citizens. You know, you can't tell Piers Morgan and people like him that you're exponentially less likely to commit gun crimes than other people if you're a gun owner, because it flies in the face of everything that they're trying to get people to believe. I truly believe that deep down inside they can't believe it, because I don't think that my Lord and Savior would create somebody that stupid.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest, Sean Maloney, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm not going to go through the whole big production because my guest this hour, Sean Maloney, we have a call from somebody wanting to talk about second call defense. So let's go to that real quick. Sean, are you there? You right there?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Stuart in Philadelphia. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, Bill, for having Sean on, and thank you, Sean, for creating a company like yours to help protect people who want to bear arms. I have a question for you. You know, my deal about the whole thing is that avoidance is the best strategy. You know, owning a firearm is the one thing that's kind of a catch-22 in a way, that you want to defend yourself, but you don't want to have to use it. So I think I'd caught before that you're working on something to help educate people of scenarios, you know, to how to handle certain situations before they happen and know what to do before, you know, something happens. And it's hard to cover all the bases, but as an example, let's say, for instance, somebody were to a road rage incident. You know, this is happening more often. So let's say I'm carrying a firearm in my vehicle and somebody actually gets ticked off about something and starts chasing after me and actually hits my vehicle with their vehicle. This is just a speculation, I know, but this kind of thing could happen. I know where it has happened, but I don't know that a firearm was involved. So let's say that this kind of thing happened and they hit my vehicle, and I do my best to, you know, avoid the situation by taking off, but he keeps following me. Is there a point where I would have the right to brandish my firearm to try to show this person that hey, this is not a good idea? And you're I mean, you know, a vehicle hitting your vehicle, I mean, that's a deadly force, isn't it?
I mean, there's been many instances in the news in the past 2 months
where police officers and individuals have shot people in cars because they're trying to run them down. Of course, you know, someone driving a 3-ton piece of metal at you puts you in fear of death and serious bodily injury. And the scenario that you described to me was actually the last straw that broke my back. I represented an individual who was involved in road rage because apparently the guy behind him thought that my client, who ended up being my client, cut him off. He was chasing him down the road. My client pulled off the road into a parking lot to just try to end this all and avoid it. The guy followed him in, did a 180, and, you know, was flying at his car at 30, 40 miles an hour, threw it in park while it was going that fast, and then kept going. And my client grabbed his firearm, never left the car, rolled down the window and brandished his firearm and said, "My God, please stop, don't." And he never pointed the gun at him. Well, the guy who was in, you know, the road rager jumped in his car with his wife and kids, by the way, and my client drove immediately to the police department because the police department was probably a half mile away. Before my client got there, the road rage guy called 911 and blamed everything that he did on my client. So my client shows up, gets out of the truck to get the police, and he's tackled because that's the black 4x4 four-door pickup truck they're looking for. I got involved. You're always on film, remember that. I went to where the incident occurred in a parking lot of a car wash. I said, "Hey, do you have videos?" And they said, "Sure," and they burnt me a copy. But I had to go to an arraignment, and plus we had to go until 2 or 3 in the morning on a Friday night from door to door for 2 or 3 hours to get $10,000 for a bond because he was mischarged with felonious assault for brandishing. And that's a $100,000 bond in Ohio, so I needed 10% of that. I went to relatives, neighbors, ATM, credit cards. We cashed everything out to get this kid out of jail. Finally, it all went away, but it still cost him money. And then I decided it was money he didn't have, and he wasn't going to survive as a 23-year-old kid in the Butler County Jail until Monday morning at his arraignment. So it happens like that all the time. You know, he did everything he could do to avoid the confrontation, but sometimes you can't. And that's why we have to mentally think about where our line is and what we're going to do. I hope that answered your question.
Well, what comes up for me is that we know that the prosecuting attorneys are if they can get you on a slight technicality, they're going to do it. That's a concern. So knowing what to do in scenarios, so my understanding is that you've working on help educate people about potential scenarios and how to deal with them and avoid situation. But then the other thing that comes up, and I hate to say this, but because there's a mistrust of lawyers and there's also mistrust of insurance companies, because if the DA wants to try to hook you up on, you know, get you on some slight technicality, then the other question is, hopefully your organization wouldn't act in the same kind of way where if they, let's say something came up and you say, "Well, you were wrong for doing that, and therefore we're not covering you. See, we're not going to cover you."
You know, the only person who decides you were wrong is a jury or a bench trial. Myself and every criminal defense attorney that I know will zealously represent our clients within the bounds of the law to the point of going to jail for them. You have to understand that, you know, we can all instruct and I can have training modules, but things pop up and it's always going to be a personal decision because the jury can step in your shoes. That's unusual in a self-defense case. Juries are usually instructed you can't step in the defendant's shoes. But in this case, in a self-defense incident, they're encouraged to step in the shoes. What would you have done or a reasonable person have done under same or similar circumstances? And there comes a point in time when you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury, and you have to use lethal force. And so you just have to understand the law when you can and when you can't use lethal force to understand that. Certainly, there's some people that pull a firearm out immediately, and I'm dealing with a case like that right now, not a second call defense member, with another family member, I'm chasing him around the house, pulled a firearm. You know, they're having an argument in the house, and he pulled a gun. Well, now this gentleman's in jail, so...
One thing let me point out to you, Stuart, is that here in South Carolina, we have this thing called disparity of force. If you determine you have disparity of force, but that's on a case-by-case basis. I myself, now that I've had open-heart surgery, and instead of having a solid breastbone, I have scar tissue, if I face anybody, I'm now in disparity of force, hand-to-hand. By law... At that point, if I feel like I'm about to get in a hand-to-hand altercation, I could go, and I'm prepared to do that. Don't want to, by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't, before we run out of time, do you have a permit, Stuart?
Not as of yet, no.
Well, when you go to get your permit, I think you would find that your instructors are going to do everything in their power to discourage you from shooting somebody.
Stuart, it's easy to have. There are a lot more good prosecutors out there than bad prosecutors. That's why second call defense is so important, because if you have an attorney immediately, those bad prosecutors or those anti-gun prosecutors, they're going to have a foot in it immediately. And they want to get reelected. They're not going to waste taxpaying dollars. You're represented. You're protected.
Well, here's the point of it. The point of it is that I as a firearm owner, have to know the law and to the nth degree, and so I would hope that, and I'm thinking that I'm not saying you're not, that your group would help me in the educational process of learning the law as it applies to me as a firearm owner, and also potential scenarios, because like what Bill just mentioned, that something like that may also apply here, and I also understand that state to state, a lot of these things are different. So,
well, I'll tell you what, in order for him to answer that question correctly, we're about to run out of time in this segment, so I'm going to put you on hold, Stuart, if you will hold through the segment. And then on the other end, Stuart's going back on hold. On the other end there, Sean, I want you to get the right golf club out of the bag so you can go ahead and get it on the green with Stuart. SecondCallDefense.org, I'm a member. My self-defense kit is complete. I've got the training. I got the gun, but there's some things I can't handle. That's why I rely on Sean and his people at secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. Well, you know what? We don't have time for another call. But this portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, the only holster I carry. There's a good reason for it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We're with Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense and talking to Stuart in Philadelphia. He's got some questions about things. Before I hand this over to Sean, I will tell you this as far as preparing for self-defense, okay? What you're going to want to do if you're going to carry a gun is you have to get a sound set of fundamentals down as far as gun handling. You want to train in ways that you don't want to go stand in a lane and shoot. You want to shoot walking left and right and backwards and on your back and leaning against the target and all kinds of other things, because in a real self-defense situation, it's going to develop fast, it's going to develop violently, and it's probably going to be sort of close. And you're talking about not wanting to get involved with them. The easiest way to not get involved in one of those things is to keep your head up and your eyes open and be aware of everything going on around you. And I will hand it to Sean. You wanted to answer his question, so please, by all means.
Yeah, sure. And Stuart, it's a good question. It's a question that a lot of people have because they're nervous with all the laws out there. But the knowledge of a particular jurisdiction, your gun laws, is any gun owner's responsibility. So you know the do not carry zones, the open carry laws, the transportation laws of wherever you are. Those are pretty easy, and you can find those. So when you travel from state to state, and when I travel from state to state, I know how I should be properly acting. And it's not because I'm an attorney. Anybody can learn these very simply. So you know the do not carry zones. Those are fundamentals. But what you're talking about is lethal force in the law. You know, and if you look at our websites, we have presentations, and I give them regularly, and we have articles dealing directly with lethal force in the law, when you can use your firearm, when you shouldn't use your firearm, and, you know, how to handle a 911 call, for instance. And when you're talking about lethal force in the law, the facts that you can throw at me are the stories the different kind of incidents that occur are infinite. But when we're dealing with lethal force in the law, the use of lethal force is always based on one propensity in every state throughout the world, really in every country also. But every state in the United States, are you in fear of immediate, unavoidable death or serious bodily injury? If the answer to that question is yes, then you have a right to use lethal force, and it doesn't matter if it's a stand your ground state or if you have a duty to treat. If it's unavoidable, if it's immediate death or serious bodily injury, then you have a right to act. All these other laws that are out there, you can't be concerned with that right now, because what we're talking about is the use of deadly force or lethal force, and when can you use it. There can be a million different circumstances, a million different facts that come into play, but the answer in the stand your ground state, the answer for George Zimmerman, the answer for everybody is always the same: am I in fear of immediate, unavoidable death or serious bodily injury? Right. And we have articles dealing with that. I have seminars that deals with that. So you get on our website and read, and then you have to just understand those portions of the law.
Right. So then I guess my question is, if scenarios did occur to me, would I be able to write like an email to your staff and get an answer on that kind of scenario? Not that I wouldn't bombard you with all these possibilities.
Once you have a good understanding, Stuart, of lethal force and law, read that first. That's the answer for everything. It doesn't matter what you come up with. The answer never changes because it's very clear. There's no gray line. If you're in death,
I also know how prosecuting attorneys can chew you up, spit you out for all.
Well, you know what?
Hold
on a second. You don't have to worry about a prosecuting attorney because that's what I'm for. That's what your attorney's for. That's the whole point of second call defense. I don't want you to be afraid of a prosecuting attorney before you protect your family's life. We're there to do it, and that's why we form a second call defense.
Okay, well, and then also on that, I had a scenario where a friend of mine got in some pretty serious trouble, and the attorney that represented him was the best in the state, right? Turned out he fed him to the dogs, my friend's attorney, because he was a backdoor deal with the judge and the prosecuting attorney where they disqualified the judge, and $150,000 later, my friend finally got charges reduced, but they were still serious, and it was absolutely, the whole thing was a setup. So anyway, I'm not saying that I'm saying that you're up front and all, you know, because you wouldn't be on Bill's show if you weren't. But here's an example, Bill and John, of the craziness, the crazy, silly, stupid stuff. Okay, Pennsylvania is an open carry state, all right? But in Philadelphia, not that I encourage open carry because I know that could cause a lot of trouble, but here's an example of their stupid laws. In Philadelphia, it's still part of the state of Pennsylvania, but open carry is not allowed. You have to have a concealed carry permit to carry open in Philadelphia. Now the excuse that they say, well, you know, that officer, if he knows you have concealed carry, he knows he may know that you know how to handle a firearm. Well, here's the deal in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, to get a permit is only $20. But guess what? Bill maybe didn't know this. There's no training required for that permit. So the idea that a permit holder in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, is a more experienced or a better trained or more informed carrier than a non-permit holder, it's just so stupid. See, you see what I'm saying? They make a law.
I do. I got another caller, so I need to answer this really quick.
And Stuart, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I know the difference. And our last client who shot somebody in self-defense was in downtown Philadelphia when it happened.
Philadelphia's got themselves a little carve out. And, you know, if you live in Philadelphia, you're surrounded by a big gun rich state in a sort of a paradox. But let me jump real quick to Tom in Baltimore. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stuart.
Tom in Baltimore, real quick, what you got? Yes, sir.
Real quick, gentlemen, I heard the caller's concern over the use of deadly force. Having spent an entire career in law enforcement, it's a question I was often asked, and I thought that I might help the caller out by telling him and your audience what I used to tell folks when they would approach me with that very same question. And that is this. The court system, although it may not appear to be very concerned with natural law. They do a lot of things that seem unnatural. At the end of the day, they actually really are basically rooted in natural law. So they're going to be looking for, and this is regardless of your jurisdiction, they're going to look for what the reasonable man would do and feel. So if you can get some training, you know, to ask the attorney about what to do. It is fair, of course, but he's kind of like the heart surgeon when you have the heart attack. Before that, the heart surgeon isn't going to tell you really how to keep in shape. So you want to go to somebody who's reputable. Find somebody in your area who can train you, preferably the guy who trains the police officers, even if he just gives you some literature, and rely on your training when you get to these situations of doing an escalation of force, and don't go right to deadly force, of course, and have that notation that you consulted with this expert in the field. And again, keep in mind that at the end of the day, the courts are going to look at, did you do what any reasonable person would do? And
in most cases, you're going to be okay, provided that you follow that and the advice that your attorney would give you.
And that's good advice, and I have an article, and I do a training on when we're talking about lethal force, a reasonable man doctrine, and that's what he's talking about. What would a reasonable person under the same or similar circumstances have done? And one of the things that's important is, okay, how do you prove that? How do you prove you're the reasonable person? And that's when an attorney from that jurisdiction comes in, because trust me, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, and my actions will not be deemed reasonable in Cleveland, Ohio.
I tell you this, police departments love this because it protects them and their wallet. They always want you to start with the lowest amount of force, and that can be just raising your voice. I think it's great if you carry a gun, always carry mace, because you can at least say, you know what, I tried the mace, it didn't work. Even if you get one little squirt out, that shows people proof positive you didn't go right to deadly force.
Well, and this, I always tell people when they have questions on brandishing, as soon as you brandish a firearm, you are in a deadly force situation because you just brought deadly force to the game.
Absolutely.
It's up to person's training, what do they want to do as things are elevated. Everybody has their gray line. I don't want to tell somebody what to do or what not to do, but you just always have to remember you're going to be judged on the reasonable man standard, and are you in fear reasonably of unavoidable death or serious bodily injury? And as soon as you bring a gun to a knife fight, it's now deadly force, and as soon as you introduce that, so be careful when you bring...
We are running out of time, guys. Outstanding. Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Sure thing, sir.
All right. Sean,
of course. Everything we've talked about is on the website, and everything we talk about are in seminars that I do. I encourage everybody out there to go to the Great American Outdoor Show in February. I'll be giving 2 seminars a day for 10 days in a row.
There you go.
You can't get it anywhere else.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We'll be doing this again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Secondcalldefense.org. We're going to do this again in 22 hours, however, and between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Thinking, yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.